Begin the current daf, Masechta Shkalim, daf Yud Daled. Begin on the bottom line of Yud Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah from the previous daf, which spoke about the 15 different types of people that were appointed over the different administrations in the Beis Hamikdash. So one of them was Nechunya Chayfer Shichin. The Mishnah tells us Nechunya, he was the digger of the pits, and that was when the people had to come to do Oile Regel, they had to have water to drink, so he dug the pits. So the Gemara explains, Shaya Chayfer Shichin Ma'aris, he would dig ditches and caves. And he knew, and was showing the proficiency, the reason why he was in charge, High Dane Cave, he knew which rock, Mekar Maya, had cold water. The High Dane Cave, Ispe Sharev Ruvri, he also knew which one, had warm water. And even knew how far down does the heat of the water go. And therefore, since he was so proficient, he was a bucky, he was in charge of the digging of the ditches. So Amar Reb, in the Gersa here, takes out the word Eliezer and puts in the word Acha. Amar Reb Acha. However, to the contrary, and actually that's the reason why, his son died from thirst. And the reason is because a type of an area where a person is very careful in it, if he makes even a slight error, the punishment is even greater. As the Gemara tells us in the 7th paragraph in Bab Metzia, in the Pedal Amid Beis, and that is, over here also, since he was the one who would, he was the one that provided for everyone, for the masses, all the water to drink, and he was the one that held on to this great midah, when there was something that happened that wasn't exactly how it was supposed to be, he was punished with this great punishment that actually his own son died from thirst. Now related to this, the Gemara tells us, that Amar B'chanina, Manda Amar Rachmana Vatran, if someone tells us that Hashem is someone that looks away, that he's like what we call Mavatr, he just looks away, turns a blind eye from Averis, that he doesn't care, Yivatrin B'nei Meir, let his stomach becomes something that also just withers away, that will be neglected. And the comparison is that since the entire basis of a person's life depends on his stomach, his digestive system that provides for the entire body, so too all the worlds depend on the actions of mankind. And therefore, someone doesn't have Vera, it doesn't just disappear, and it impacts the entire cosmos and the galaxies, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be Mevater. And if someone says that Mevater, so let his stomach also be Mevuter. Elamarech Ruchi, rather, what happens is Hashem is what's called, he's an Erech Apayim. He holds in his anger for a long time, but for Gavi Didei, he will collect what's his. So even though it's not right away, but it will come at a later point in time. And this is the same idea that we're discussing about, that even this most slight infraction has a punishment, and the consequences are even greater by the tzaddikim, as the Gemara tells us now. Amar Bacha, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Usvivav, and those that are surround him, which that's a reference to the tzaddikim that are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisaru Mo'ed. The literal translation is that it's very turbulent. But the interpretation is, Midaktik Imohen, he's as particular with the righteous, Kechut HaSa'ar, like the string of a hair breadth. And that's from the word Sa'ara, of a Sa'ara of a hair. That's how fine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is Midaktik with the tzaddikim, and that's the reason why they get punished so greatly. Rabbi Yehesi says, Loi mitamazet. It's not, the source for this idea is not from the pasuk you brought. Element madach se, rather from another pasuk, where it says, V'noyrehu al kol saviv. That Kadosh Baruch Hu inspires awe and fear on all those who surround him. That is, Meiroi al karevim yesim anurchaikim. His fear is greater on those who are close to him than the ones who are further. And again, that's the same concept, why the great ones, here he was the one that provided this, and then his son dies from the same exact thing, is because of the righteousness, and that's why the Diktak Adin is even greater. So the Gemara brings a story related to this idea about someone working for something with this great mitzvah, and if one's own child can actually die from that same thing. So the Gemara says, Reb Chagi B'Shem B'Shmuel Ben Nachman, says, Maisa B'chaser Echad, there was a story where a certain pious individual, Shaychaifa Bairus, that he would dig pits, sheikhin and ditches, and baris and caves, La'ivim B'Shavim for passerby, and he did this to be Mezaka the Rabbim, not for his own personal interest. One time, his daughter was on her way to her wedding, to get wet. And the river went and swept her in. And everyone was coming and talking. They wanted to console this person that his own daughter died through water. And he wasn't accepting, he wasn't being consoled. So the great Reb Pinchas ben Yair came. He was trying to be menachem him, to console him. He refused to be consoled. The reason is because the gzeira of shikha, which is the decree that someone that has passed away should be forgotten from one's heart is only by someone that has actually died. But that is not by someone that's still alive. And that's why it says, by Yaakov, when Yosef was taken away, and he was told the story that he died, it says, he refused to be consoled, because that gzeira, that decree of that it should be forgotten, is not on someone that's alive. So here, actually, his daughter was still alive, and therefore he refused to be consoled. So Amaloyin, so he told to the people, or Pinchas ben Yair told to the people around this person that had lost his daughter, Dein hu chasidcha, this is your pious individual? What do you mean? He's rejecting the justice that Hashem has put down. Someone has died, you have to be consoled, but. And he's refusing to be consoled. So Amalei, so they said to him, Pinchas ben Yair, but Rebbe, our master, kach v'kach hayoyse, do you know what he had done? He went l'shma, he provided for people water. And kach v'kach irle, and this is what happened, his own daughter died with water. So Amar, so Pinchas ben Yair said, Efshir shahoyi mechabed es boyer b'mayim, is it possible that he honored his creator with water? And that is, if it's as you're saying, that he did it totally l'shem shemayim, without any, even the most minute difference of impurity, he did it totally l'shem shemayim, b'hu mekavche b'mayim, and Hashem will cut him down with water? Can't be. Must be that she was saved from the water. The Gemara says, miyad naf lahavar b'ir. Right away there was a commotion in the city, people were talking. Bas bit t'shaloy se'ish. The man's daughter came walking, and she was still alive. Istar me that those that say b'seichse is arias, that she was saved with a branch, that she held onto the branch, and that's how she was saved. V'istar me that those that say malach yard kidmus Pinchas ben Yair v'tzila, almost like Pinchas ben Yair was geyser, that it can't be. There was a malach, there was an angel that came in the figure, in the form of Pinchas ben Yair, and came and saved her. So the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah that said, from the 15 people that were in charge of the different departments, says, Givini Karas. Givini, he was the crier. He made the announcements. So the Gemara says, what is that? Shoyimachas be Beis HaMikdash, that he would announce in the Beis HaMikdash, Mahayim, and what would he say? He said as follows, Imdu, get up, and everyone go to where you're supposed to go. Hakahanim la Avoida, come go do their Avoida. The Levim la Duchanim, and Levim would go to the platform to sing their songs. V'Yisrael Mamad, and the Jewish people, the non-Kahanim, non-Levim, they would go to their stations where they would do what they were doing, everyone would be doing their job. So it says that Agrippas HaMelech, King Agrippas, Shama Koyle Ad Ches Parsois, he heard the voice, and that's why he was the one in charge, Givini, because he had this loud voice, up until a distance of 8 Parsois, which, according to some, is more than 18 miles. V'nos Lematanas Harben, he gave him many great gifts. He says, wow, I never heard something like that. And he gave him many great gifts. So the Mishnah tells us, Ben Gever, he was in charge on the Elish Sha'arim regarding the closing the gates. So related to this name Ben Gever, the Gemara brings the following discussion. Tirgim Rav, Rav had interpreted, Kumi debase Reb Shila, in front of the yeshiva of Reb Shila. And what he was explaining was what's quoted in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma. It's talking about a different halacha over there, and says, V'lohoyse kriyas ha-gever magas, and it wasn't that, there wasn't yet the kriya, the announcement of the gever. Now, what does that mean, Kriyas HaGever, over there in the Mishnah Yuma? So that Rav interpreted means, Kro Gavra, there was a person that announced, that he said, and Achris Kruza, he made this announcement. Now, Rav said this long terminology, when he said this, Kro Gavra, Achris Kruza, there was a man that said this, that he made this announcement. And the reason why he did this was because he didn't want anyone to make a mistake and think when it said over there in the Mishnah Yuma, Kriyas HaGever, that it meant a Tarnagoylis, that it meant a rooster. And he even alluded to it as a proof when he said his term of Kro Gavra Achris Kruza, and that is from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said the Givini Kruz, that he was the crier, that what did he say? So we just said Achris Kruza, he would make that announcement, as the Gemara in Bavli brings a raya from this. That's what he was alluding to when he was saying Achris Kruza was bringing a raya, that we see that it was a person, that as we see Givini Karas, that Givini was the one that made the announcements, it was a person, not a rooster that made that announcement. However, the gears has changed from Amr to Amr and Lay. They said to Rav, Amr, say no, it wasn't a person when you said that Kriyas HaGever, Gever is a person. Rather, Kur Tarn the Gaila. It was a rooster that made the announcements. Now, the reason why they told this to Rav was because there's a brisa that says, somewhere else, that says, Hayetz Laderka, someone's going out on the road, Kaidim Kriyas HaGever, before the announcement of the Gever. Now there, as the Gemara in Yuma explains, Daf Chavav, that's a reference to a Tarnagol Beinani, a regular type of a Tarnagol, a rooster. That was what Kriyas HaGever means. And therefore, they said, no, we find elsewhere that Gever is a reference to a rooster. So interpret that's what the Mishnah means in Masechtas Yuma. So Malay, so on that, Rav responded to them, and that's why the Gemara is bringing this discussion over here. But Vatanin, we learned in our Mishnah in Masechtas Shkolim, Ben Gever. It says that who was the one that was in charge of the closing the gates? It was Ben Gever. Now, Islach Lameima Baron Tarnagela. So you're going to say that who is in charge of the closing the gates? You're saying Gever always means a rooster. So that means there was a rooster in charge of the closing the gates in the base of the Mikdash? Obviously not. So obviously the term Gever can mean both a person and it can mean a rooster. And therefore, there's no raya that you bring me that one time a braisa mentions Kriyas HaGever, and there it means a rooster, so therefore everywhere else it means a rooster. And therefore, it's like what I'm saying, it wasn't created, what within in the Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, was not talking about a rooster, it was talking about a person that made that announcement. Now, the others who argue it, Rab, they would have to hold that no, because in our Mishnah, obviously, Ben Gever doesn't mean a rooster. We're talking about people over here that's in charge of different appointments in the base of Migdash. But there in the Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, if it was a person, so it should have said explicitly that it was a person and not to use a term that could be mixed up with a tarnagelis. Rather, obviously, Kriyas HaGever means a tarnagelis, a rooster. And by that incident, when you're what Rav is bringing a raya from Givin Nikar is that we see a person made the announcement, that was something else. And this that it says that Veloy Hoyu Kriyas HaGever Magaz, that was going on the rooster. And the difference between them is the timing about was it a person or was it a rooster. That would be the halachic differences would be in time. But that's the machlekes. But Rav's raya was from our Mishnah that you see that gever can mean a person. And if there's no raya from a braisa that uses the term gever that you want to say that it should mean a rooster, I'm saying it's a person. As you see, gever doesn't necessarily have to mean a rooster. Now the Mishnah said, Ben Bevai, he was in charge ala pekiah on the wicks. Now what does that mean he was in charge of the wicks? And here the Girsa actually takes out the word mezayg and puts in the word that's in parentheses. Shahi mezavik psilis, that he would peer up the wicks. Now what that means was that he made sure that they should be equal. That's beauty that you see they're all the same size. Now the Gemara brings a story illustrated from this idea that he was mentioned with all these great tzaddikim and those in charge of the different things in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yesi Ola Kufra. He went to Kufra. He wanted to go ahead and appoint people to take charge of the people in the city. But no one wanted to go and to be in charge, to be the leader, to be the Rav, either because it says in the Mishnah, in Avis Vesneas Rabbanis, you should hate Rabbanis' positions of leadership, and they wanted to be Berech Ma'kavid, or because they were afraid about what it says about a parnas, about a leader that's Matal Ema, that does things improperly to the Tzibur. So no one wanted to take the mantle of leadership. Olva Amr Kumain, so he got up and he said in front of them, he says, we learned in our Mishnah in Shkolim, it says, Ben Bevai ala Pekiah, it says, Ben Bevai was in charge of the wicks. Now, Uma im Zeshin is man im ala Psilas. Now, Ben Bevai, who was in charge of just the wicks, yet Zachel him on this, he merited to be counted amongst all these great ones, the righteous ones of the generations that were in charge of really great things in the base of Migdash. So, Atem Sha'atem Nisman Machai Nefasha. So, I want to point you about the lives of people, like Kolshkin. Isn't it most definitely that takes precedence over everything and how great is the mitzvah that you should enter and take the mantle of leadership even though you don't want to because you see how great it is to be in charge of something, if even wicks, most definitely over the Jewish people. So the Mishnah says, Ben Arza, another one of the 15 appointments, Ben Arza was Al Tzaltzel. He was in charge of the symbols. Now, what does that mean? Kihod de Tanina Taman, like that which we learned in the Mishnah in the last parak of Masechtas Tamid, that it says, Heinif haskan b'sidaren, when the skan, of the Kahanim, when he would lift up the different kerchiefs, different cloth, so as a sign, Vehekish ben Arza, and the Girsa here changes from Al-Hav to the word, to the Beis, and he would be Makish, Bitzaltzel, with the symbols, so that would be the sign that the Levim should start singing this song. So the process was, the Skan would lift up, say that now the Avoid is happening now, and then he would start hitting the symbols, and when he hit the symbols, so they knew that it's time for them to sing, then the Levim would begin singing their song, which was the Shir Shal Yom, which they sang during when the Kahan did the Avodah. So the Mishnah tells us that Hugras ben Levi al Ashir, Hugras from the Shevet of Levi, he was in charge of the singing of the songs that the Levim sang on the Duchim. So Amar Bachar Bacha said, Ne'im Yisir Havayadeh, he knew how to sing beautiful melodies. V'amar Alav, and they said about him, al Hugras ben Levi, She'imanim es koyle b'zemeh, he would sweeten his voice in song, when he would put his thumb into his mouth, he would make all different types of beautiful song. The Girsa takes out the word loy, that all his brothers, the Kahanim, would jump back, Bebas Roish, they would jump back, and that would be because of the force of his voice. They would jump back. That was due to the might and the power of his voice. Next ones the Mishnah mentions is Beis Garmu, the household of Garmu. They were appointed over al ma'isa lechem upon on the production of the showbreads which were put on the shulchan, which were eaten, the 12 showbread by the Kahanim on every Shabbos. So Brisa tells us that Beis Garmu hoyu bekiin b'ma'isa lechem upon. They were very proficient in how to produce the showbreads, which were very challenging in of themselves, the way it was made like a upside down ches, which you had two faces. That's called lechem upanim, and then a bottom connecting it. So they were proficient in how to make it, and also there was a challenge in how to take it off, which is from the oven when it was being made, and taking out of its mold. And they didn't want to teach anyone else how they made it. They wanted to hold on to the secret trade of how to make the lechem upon them. So the Chachamim went, and they sent for different craftsmen, professionals from Alexandria, from Egypt. They were proficient in how to make the lechem upon them. However, they were not proficient in how to take it down to after it was made, but you got to take it out of the mold and take it out of the oven. So it says the difference in quality was that Beis Garmu hayu masikin mibifnim, they would heat it up when it was inside the oven, and they would only take it out of the mold when it was outside. And therefore, the lechem upon them didn't get moldy. But those from Alexandria, hayu masikin mibifnim, they would heat up when it was inside, but they would take it down when it was inside, and therefore it did become moldy. So it says, once the Chacham heard about this thing, that they realized what's going on over here, that they don't want to do it because they don't want to share their secrets, and they want to get the fair price that they want for their work, and the Alexandria can't do the same type of quality, and it was getting moldy. So Amr, they said, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his honor. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, kol pa'al Hashem, whatever Hashem made, lamaneu, was for his covered. And therefore, it's not befitting that the table of Hashem should be disgraced by having this moldy bread, because we have to go to Alexandria, and they're not proficient in how to take it out of its mold. So Shochachrim, so the Chacham is sent after the Beis Garmu. What's so lovely? They didn't want to come to continue making the lechem upon them. Atrakaf lem scharan, until they would increase their pay, which came from the Trumas Alishka. So the Gemara tells us, Yud Beis Mana Hayu Noilin. Up until then, they used to take 12 mana. V'naslam Chavdal, therefore they doubled it into 24. Yehuda Mehi says, Chavdal Hayu Noilin. Originally they had taken 24. V'naslam Ches, and they gave them now 48. So Amalehem, so the Chum said to them, why don't you want to teach anyone how to make it? Why are you holding on to this and you're not letting other people produce more and better and more quantity? So they said to them, this is a tradition in our hands from our fathers. This house, the Beis HaMikdash, will one day be destroyed. And the reason why we don't want to teach this is, we don't want anyone else to learn this secret, and then they're going to do the same thing, which is only was done in the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to do it for their avodah zarah, for their idols. So the Gemara tells us that although this was somewhat of an excuse, but bidvarm halolu maskir nois l'shvach, regarding the following thing, however, they were remembered praiseworthy, because although it was they didn't like that they held on to their secrets, but shleyetze biyad b'nehem pas nekim, it was never found that any of their sons, any of their children, had clean bread that they had ever been eaten. And the reason in white bread, and the reason is that no one should say, oh, that's the family, they make the lechem upon them, that's why this kid is getting, he's eating from the lechem upon them. They don't want anyone to suspect him of that. Therefore, none of their kids were ever found eating pas naki. Similarly, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah said, Beis Aftinas, the next category, they were al maisa ketores. They were in charge of the making of the ketores of the incense. Now, the Brisa tells us that shel Beis Aftinas, they were proficient about how to make the compounding of the incense, and that is how to grind the herbs and to mix them well together, as it says regarding it has to be memulach. And ubamailah ashan, they were also proficient regarding this grass, the herb called mala ashan. Now, they didn't want to teach either their secrets about making the keteres. So shalchu v'hiviyu umnin me'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. So the chacham, they went and sent for craftsmen, for professionals from Alexandria and Egypt. And they were proficient in how to compound and make the incense. However, they weren't proficient in Malashan, that is, they didn't recognize this grass that was called Malashan, which made the Keteres go up straight up in a line like a straight up stick. So it tells us that Shalbeis Avtinas, in the household of Avtinas, their Keteres, they would go up the smoke straight up like a stick. And then they would spread out and then come down. B'shalelu, however, from those from Alexandria, it would spread out right away. It didn't have this mila of malashim to go straight up like a stick, like a column. So the Gemara says that kibush yodu chacham bedaver. Once the chacham found out about this armor, they said, "This is not right." Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu made, he made it for his own honor. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, "Kol nikra b'shmi." Whatever is called in my name, lechvayde b'rasav. I made it for my own honor. Or a different version is that kamashapal Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu made, lepal elamaneu. He only made it for his honor. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, "Kol pal Hashem." Whatever Hashem made, lemaneu, made for his own covet. And therefore, it's not right that we're not having it as honorable as it could be with going straight up in this straight up column. So shalcha achareim, but they rotzel lavi. So they sent after the base of tainus and didn't want to come at shekavla and scharon until they doubled their pay that they used to get. So yudbeis mana hayu neitlin. They used to get 12 mana. Now v'naslan chavdal. Now they give him 24. If Yehuda Eimer, he says chavdal hayu neitlin v'naslan memchest. They used to get 24. Now they started getting 48. Some of them this. So they told them, neimaatim reitim lalamid. Why don't you want to teach other people how to do it? So Amr Lan, they said to them, there's a tradition in our hands from our fathers. Shabbai says that this house, the Beis HaMikdash, is one day going to be destroyed. And the reason why we don't tell anyone, because we don't want it to get out, because we don't want the idol worshippers to go ahead and do this by their Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, although they also felt that was an excuse, and they didn't appreciate that they didn't tell how to make it, but bedvarim halolu maskirin nois l'shvach. However, regarding this other item, they were remembered in a praiseworthy fashion. Shleyatzis isha mishal echad mehen mivusamus me'olam. There was never one woman from their household that came out that was wearing perfume. And v'lo'oid, not only that, shleyatzis echad mehen noisei isha mimakam acher, if one of their from their family went and married a woman from a different family, he made up on the condition amanash leitas basim that she shouldn't go ahead and wear perfume. And the reason that people shouldn't say, oh, of course, she's from that family, that's why she smells so good, because they're putting on the keteris, and they didn't want to be suspected from that. And that's l'kayim Hashem, and this fulfills what the pasuk says, in Bamidbar v'yisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael, that you should be innocent in the eyes of Hashem, and the Jewish people, no one should suspect you even of doing something wrong, and therefore they don't want people to suspect that it was from the keteris, therefore they never went out wearing some type of besamim. So regarding this family, Amar B'Yisi, Pamacha Sayisi Amid B'Yerushalayim. One time I was standing in Yerushalayim, Umitzasi Tinik Echad Mishel Beis Avtinus, and I found a child from this household of Beis Avtinus. So Marti La, I said to him, you know, B'ni, my son, Meiz Mishpachat, which family are you from? Amli Mishpachat, he said, from this type of family, which is from the household of Beis Avtinus. So Marti La, I told him, B'ni, my son, Avesecha, your fathers, Lefish Niskavnu L'Rabbis Kfaitim, since their intention was to increase their own honor, and that is they didn't want anyone to be as proficient as them, and therefore they didn't want to share their secret, Ulamayit Kvayt Shemayim, and to diminish the honor of Hashem, because they didn't care that until they got the money that they felt was proper for them, they didn't care that the Beis HaMikdash was not having the proper covet, Lefikach, therefore Kvaytim Nismayit, now their honor has been diminished, which happened with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they're not doing their work anymore, Ukhvayt Shemayim Nisrabah, and now to the contrary, the glory of heaven has been increased. And the reason is because now even the Goyim say, this is a true God. Because even for his own house, his own Beis HaMikdash, he was willing to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because of those who were not honoring it properly. And therefore, he's not biased in saying, oh, it's my house, I'm going to do things. Therefore, their covet is now down, and the covet of Shemayim is now up. Amr B'Kiva, similarly, B'Kiva says, Sachli Shimon ben Loigah. Shimon ben Loigah told me, says, Malakit Yisi Asavim. I was once gathering different grasses. Ani v'tinik echad mishal beis avtinus. Me and the child from the house of the beis avtinus. V'risi eisi shebacha. I saw that he was crying. V'risi eisi shesach. And I also saw that he was laughing. So Martilis, I told him, B'ni, my son, lama b'chisa. Why are you crying? So Amalei told me, al kavayt shal beis abash in this might, because of the glory, the honor of my father's household that was diminished because we used to be the great family that made victorious in the beis avtinus. And now there's no more. Why do you laugh? So Amalei said, "Al kaven hamasukin letzadikim las lavi." That's because of the honor that's prepared that will ultimately be for the righteous in the world to come, and then the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and we'll get our covet back. So he says, "Amarisa, what did you see that made you think about this idea that you don't do the keteris anymore, and one day you will be? What did you see that reminded you of this?" So he says, "Malashon lenegdi," because I saw the famous grass of Malashon, which was our secret, that was able to make the guitarist go up straight in the column. I saw that, and that reminded me to cry, and then later to laugh. So Numesiles, I told him, B'nai, my son, Harehuli, show it to me. Meaning, only show it to me. And to, with me, I'm trustworthy that I'm not going to tell this to a goy that will use it for the avodah zarah. And therefore, there's no reason not to tell me. The whole reason was that it shouldn't get out to the idol worshippers. So Amalisa, the child, told me, Rebbe, Misaris b'yodi ma'avoisai. It's a tradition from my fathers. Shloi l'haroisai liberia takes out the vav, the girsa, that it shouldn't show it to any creature, to anybody. In other words, that's because of a gedder. In other words, it's a fence, that it shouldn't ever happen. You're right, you're trustworthy, but this is our fence we made around it that we're not allowed to tell anybody. So relating to this, Amar B'yechon ben Nuri, says, Poga b'zokin echad mishal beis avtinus. One time, an elderly man from the household of avtinus came to me. And he had the list of the different herbs that were used for the keteris in his hand. So Amali, he said to me, Rebbe, my teacher, L'sha'avar ha'yu beis abetznuin. It used to be that the household of my father were very discreet. They were able to hold on to the trade secrets. V'ha'yu, and we continue on to Amad Beis, Meisrin es ha'megillah ha'zayis elu elu, and they would give it over from one to the next, this secret, and it wouldn't come to anyone that was not trustworthy, that wasn't befitting to have the secret of the keteris. But now that the house of my father are not trustworthy, I'm afraid that maybe the secret's going to get out to someone that's not proper. So therefore, here, you take the scroll of the secret of the incense, and you be careful because you are trustworthy, and you'll be careful with it. So he said, so when Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri came and he said this in front of Rabbi Kiva, and he told him what transpired, so his eyes ran tears. It was dripping tears, and he said, now we don't have to remember anymore this family disparagingly, because their reason was real. And that is because now when they had to give over the secrets, they did give it over. It really was true, because they didn't want to get into the hands of those that weren't trustworthy, and if it wasn't just an excuse, and that's why he was crying, because it was really true that they had this reason of not to give it over, because now when they had to, they gave it over. So the Gemara continues, our Mishnah said that Elazar, he was in charge ala pareches regarding the curtains. What does that mean? Shahayimimunna al orge pareches, he was in charge of those who would weave the curtains. He made sure that everything would run smoothly. And the last one in the Mishnah was Pinchas, he was hamalbish, he was the dresser. Now what does that mean? Shahayimalbish bigde kuhuna gedayla, that he would dress the garments of the kayan gadol. He made sure that it would be fitting and proper and clean and everything would be as had to be. He was the dresser. So related to this, to show how important it is and how what an art it is, how to dress, Ma'aseh b'kayin echad, there was a story with one kayin who they knew how to dress. They always had to dress for the Beis HaMikdash just so. Shehilbish list tartoyis echad, that he dressed a certain officer who was in charge of all the other officers. V'nasen le'shmein zum, he gave him 8 gold coins for dressing him because he dressed him just so. V'yastamin, and those that say, treyaser yavli, they actually gave him 12 gold coins. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah again, along this theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding those that were in charge of the different things in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, "In Pechsin Mishiva Amar Koilin." We cannot have less than 7 Amar Koilin in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, an Amarkol was above those who are called the Gizbarin. That's what the word Amarkol comes from. Amar Al Koila, that his word was above everything else. He was the one that was the supervisor. He made sure everything worked out well. So you can't have less than 7 of these Amar Koilin. And below the Amar Koilin, Vishleisha Gizbarin, has to be at least 3 treasurers. And those, the Gizbarin are always mentioned throughout Shas. They were the ones that the money of Hekdesh was always in their hands for redemptions and Erech and Haram. And all the work of Hekdesh was done through them. They did all the different business dealings. Then the Mishnah continues, Ve'enais and Srara ala Tzibur. We don't make any person in charge of the community. And the Girsa here, some add as the Gemara puts in the Girsa of Bimamin regarding monetary things, Pachas Mishnaim, less than 2 people. Chutz mi ben Achoya Sha'alchoil Ma'aim, except for Ben Achaya, who he was in charge of those who had the intestinal problems. Velazar Sha'alaparechis, who was in charge of the curtains. Sha'asin Kiblu Revet Sirbalim, because them, the majority of the populace, of the people, accepted them upon themselves. Therefore, the public wanted it. So therefore, even though they were only individuals, they were allowed to be in charge. So now our Mishnah said, "In peichsin megimel gizbarim umezayin amakam." They can't be less than 3 gizbarim. Again, they were the ones that really did the day-to-day activities, and 7 amakam who were supervised on top of them. So Tani, we learned in the Brisa, and the Brisa adds another category of people that you can't have less than. You can't have less than mishnei kaslikin. Now, the Kaslikin were those who were in charge. They were above the Amakrelin. So you have three treasurers. Above them are seven Amakrelin. And above the Amakrelin are two Kaslikin. Now the Gemara says, Hadahu Dechsib. This is what it says in the Pasuk in Devar Yom Beis, which tells us about all these three different categories and that you have to have this amount. It says, Vichiel, and the Girsa here changes to Azazyahu, Vinachas. Those were three individuals. They were the Gizbarim. Now, although it doesn't say this in the Pasuk, it doesn't say that they were Gizbarim, but that's logically that we know that these three individuals were Gizbarim, because they were the ones that were in charge of all the different stukas and the bedias and the erichin, and that's all the different legalities that had to be done with the monies. Now, since the pasuk is going from the lowest upward on the hierarchy, therefore we know that the first ones were the Gizbarim, who were the lowest, lower than the Markayim, so we see that there has to be three Gizbarim. Then the pasuk continues. Va'asoyel, v'rimois, v'yezavid, v'aliel, v'yismachiyahu, u'machas, v'niyahu. These were seven. They were the Amakrelim. They were the ones that were in charge of the Gizbarim. Then the Pasuk says, Pekidim, they were given charge under, they were Miyad, Kananyahu, Vishimi Achib, from Kanyahu and Shimi, his brother. They were the Kaslikin. They were the two that are in charge of the seven Amakrelim. Then the Pasuk says, B'mifkad, they were, because they were given the charge by Yechizkiyo HaMelech, Vazaryahu, who was Negid Beis Elikim. That's a reference to HaMelech, B'Kohen Gadol. And that's because the Nugget, the prince of the Beis Lakim, of the house of God, that's the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, that's how we know this is the hierarchy of the people that are in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that Kshuchaisim, when the Gizbar wanted to seal the money that he's putting into the Lishka, into the chamber, so he went through this process of the hierarchy. HaGizbar Chaisim, first, the treasurer, he would seal it. V'nosin la'amarkol, then he would give it to the Amarkol. The Amarkal would seal it, and then Nosin the Kaslikin, then he would give it to the Kaslikin. Kaslikin Chaisim, then Kaslikin would seal it, Venosin the Kohen Gadol, then he would give it to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Chaisim, then the Kohen Gadol would seal it, Venosin the Melech, and then he would give it to the king, and the king would seal it, and then they would put it into the Lishka. Ukshumater, when they were coming to open it up, then HaMelech Roi Chasame V'umater, the king would see his seal and open it up. Kohen Gadol Roi Chasame V'umater, then the Kohen Gadol would see his seal, and then he would open it up. Kaslikin Roi Chasami Umate, then the Kaslikin would see his seal and open up. Amarkal Roi Chasami Umate, then Amarkal would see his seal, which was underneath that, and open that up. And then finally, the last seal, Gizbar Roi Chasami Umate, then the treasurer would see his seal and open up. And this was a way of protecting, to make sure the monies that were put away were not taken by anyone else. Only the one whose seal was the one that opened it up. Then the Mishnah told us that Oyin Oysin Srora Ala Tzibar B'mamin, we cannot make anyone appointed over the public regarding monetary things, Pachas Mishnaim, less than two people. So Rav Nachman Shem Ramana tells us, how do we know this? Hashem, because it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Perek Chav Ches, says, V'heim yikhu es azav, that they should take the gold, v'esat cheles, and the blue wool, v'es argaman, and the purple. Well, now it says over there, a term v'heim, which is a Lashon Ram, it's plural. Now, any plural is not less than two, so you see that when people are collecting money in charge of the people regarding monetary things, it can't be less than two people. So Amr B'chama B'Rib Chanina says, Mipseilis shel luchos hesher Moshe. How did Moshe become so wealthy? He got it from the broken off pieces that were carved out. The luchas were carved out from a Sanpirin, and the carvings, that the shavings that were left over, that from that was given to Moshe, and that's how he became wealthy. Now, the reason why this is brought over here is to explain why we actually need two people, at least, to be in charge of monetary things from the public, that people should not come to suspect. One person will think that he embezzled it, but two people are not going to come to suspect. And that's because we find, as the Gemara will tell us, that in the generation of Moshe even, regarding such a personage, none less than Moshe Rabbeinu, they spoke about him, and they said, he took all and stole all the money from the Jewish people. Most definitely other people that are not Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding other generations, for sure they're going to suspect, and that's why you should have two people in charge of monetary things. So the Gemara says that, how do you know that he became wealthy from the carvings left over from the luchas? Because Hadahu Dechsev, this is what it says in Pasuk in Shemais, Psal l'chosh ne luchas avon, carve out for yourself two tablets of stone. Now, psal l'cho, when it says carve out for you, it means shetehe ha-psay l'shalcho, it means to say that the leftover pieces of the sapphire should go to you. However, another source, Amr B'chanan, he says, machtziv shel avonim tayveis u'margolias, there was a treasure of precious stones and pearls that Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu metoichal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Moshe in his tent, and that's where Moshe became wealthy from, and not from the luchas. Now, regarding what we had said before, why we're introducing this, how Moshe became wealthy. So he was wealthy. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, v'hibitu achrei Moshe, that they, when Moshe Rabbeinu would pass them by on his way to his tent, they would look after Moshe, ad boya ho'ayhala, until he came to his tent. So train Amiron, there were two Amiron, and regarding one interpretation, is the reason why we're bringing it here, is because chadam lignai, one says that they looked after him disparagingly, chadam l'shvach, one says praising, and that is mandam lignai, according to the one says that it was for embarrassing things, because they would say as follows, chamun shokin, look at those thighs, chamun karin, look at those legs, chamun kupat, look at how fleshy he is, achal min diyudai, v'shasim min diyudai, oh, he's eating all the Jewish people's money. He's drinking all the Jewish people's money. Kol midlay, all his money, min diyudai, are from the Jewish people. And again, that's why we're saying that they suspected him and he really was wealthy from elsewhere. That's why you have to have at least two people in charge of monies. However, mandam l'shvach, there was others that say, interpreted this pasuk, that it was they were looking after Moshe Rabbeinu in praise, and that is, and the Gersa adds the word halavai. Word to be that mechame tzadikayu umizake, that we should look at the righteous and that merits the Jewish people, tuvei dezochas, lucky are we that we merited lemechame yase, to see Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is the reason why they were looking after him, was to see him, the tzaddik, from the back, because it was a great merit to be able to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, which continues along the theme of the Mishnah from before this, the beginning of the parak, that spoke about the 15 people that were mamuna, that were in charge. So regarding the first two, regarding the seals, the tokens, and the nesachim of the libations, the Mishnah explains that they really worked in tandem. The Mishnah explains, Dalet chesam es hoye b'mikdash. There were four different seals, these type of tickets, these tokens, that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and that there were three for the three different types of nesachim that are for the different types of animal karbanos that are brought. The chasav alein, and it said on these four different seals regarding the different type of nesachim that they each get. The first one was eagle. It said the word eagle, a calf. And that is, the first seal was for the nesachim of bakar, of cattle, which were for the bull, that there it gets three esrayim of soilus, three tenths of an ephah of flour, which was mixed with a half a hin of oil, with wine to pour, which was a half a hin. And on that seal it said, eagle, that it was a calf. The second one said, zachar, a ram. And that's because that was for the nesachim of the isle, which the Aramaic of that is dichra, which is the term zachar of a ram, of a male. Now its nesachim were two estrayim of silas, that was mixed with oil that was a third of a hin, and its wine to pour was the third of a hin. And the third one, which is the lowest of all them, was Gedi, was the kid, that it's which that's the nesachim of what's called in the Torah, Keves Ben Shenasai, that's from the flock in its first year. There it gets a tenth of Silas, which is mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil, and the wine that was poured was for a quarter of a hin. And the fourth one was, although we spoke about all the three different types of animals, was V'chayte. That was what's called a sinner. That was for the nesachim of a wealthy mitzayra. But he would bring three different types of animals, and therefore he needed 10 lugim of oil for because there was 9 that were necessary for the three different kvasim that he brought. And the 10th one was for the oil that was placed on his ear lobe and by his behindness and his thumbs. Now the reason why he was called a wealthy mitzayra, was called a chayte, was because, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erechin, that for 7 different averis are what Negoyim and Mitzras comes, and that's why he was called the sinner. So those are the four different types of slips or tokens that they would give out, which would to notify which type of Nesachim he's supposed to get. Benazi says, hey, Hayu, there were 5 different seals. That's because it was necessary to have 2 different seals for the Mitzray, because although there's only 3 different types of Nesachim, as we said, there's the Eagle and the Zachar and the Gedi. However, the Mitzayra, he needed a different amount of nesachim, which was for his oil and the wine, so his oil had to be different. Therefore, and by Mitzayra itself, depending if it was wealthy or poor, would be different nesachim, so it had to be actually 5. And he says, V'aram is kasav alein. It was actually written in Aramaic, not in Hebrew, because most of their people spoke Aramaic. And the 5 were Eagle, that's the same. Here it says, Dechar, which is the Aramaic of Zachar, of the ram. Gedi, the kid. Chayte Dal, there was the poor Mitzayra. The Chayte Asher, and the wealthy Mitzayra. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly what did they argue about. Why doesn't the Tanakhama then say that there had to be 2 different ones? Why do they say only 4 and not 5? So the Mishnah explains that Eagle, the ticket of Eagle, of a calf, that's Mishamish Im Nischei Bakr. That would work for any Nesachim, for any cattle. that were gedolim or ketanim, zecharim and akevis, whether they were older animal of the cattle or the younger, the male or the female, and that is because that would work for both nesachim of oila, which only could come from male, and it would work for nesachim of shlamim, which could be zachar or nekeva, and that's because the oilas and shlamim need to have nesachim, as the pasuk says, oiloi zavach. Gedi, the one that said the kid, mishamish im nischa etzayin, that would work for the nesachim, the libations of all types of flock. That was gedolim or ketanim, zacharim and nekevis, older, younger, male, female, chutz mishal eilim, the only exception of the flock were rams, that they had their own, and that was the third category, that of ayil, of the ram, but that worked mishamish im nischa eilim bavad. That only worked for the nesachim, the libations of the rams, they had their own amount of nesachim, they were the exception for the rest of the flock. And the fourth one, chayte, the sinner, which is a reference to the mitzayra, mishamish im nischa shalosh behemish mitzayra, that would work for the nesachim, the libations of the three different animals that the wealthy mitzayra would bring. Now, the way it worked was as follows. Mishu mevakash nesachim, someone that needed libations, which everyone bringing the carbon needed the nesachim, that when they were bringing these different types of carbonas, he would go to Yechnan, who he was the first one mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he was in charge of the chesamas. Shehumemun al chesamas, he was in charge of the different tokens, the noisin leimos, and the person would come and give the money to Yechnan. Umekabim and the chesamas, he would get a seal, he would get a token that showed what he paid for and which one he's supposed to get. Then he would come to the second one that we had mentioned in the previous mission. Abolei itz lachoya, shehumemun al nesachim, that he was in charge of the libations. But nois lachesim, would give him the ticket, mekabim al nesachim, and then he would get the right amount of nesachim, these libations of the wine and the oil that he was supposed to get. Now le'erev, in the evening, boin ze itzal ze. So Yechanan and Achoya would meet up with each other. V'achoya might say, Achoya would take out the different tickets, all the tokens that he got that day. Umekabim kadeg demais, he would get all the money that Yechanan got from the people who were paying to get the ticket, and then he would get the money to be able to go out and purchase more nesachim. Now, in Pachsoi, if there was less money than tickets that were given out, so Pachsoi, so then they would, the would come out from their own pockets and not from that of Hektish. Hektish would not take the loss. V'yishalom Yechanan Beisi, Yechanan, who he was the one that got the monies and the tickets that would make their way to Achaya, if he had a certain amount and the money was less than that, then obviously Yechanan had made the error, and therefore he had to pay out of his own pocket that loss of money. Vim Haysirim, for some reason it was more money than tickets given out, Haysir LaHektish, that excess would go to Hektish, as we said in the prior Mishnah, she had Hektish ala Yoina, the hand of Hektish was the one that always came out on top. If there was a loss, the ones in charge would have to take the loss. If there was more, Hektish would take that gain. Now, Misha Avot Chaysamai, if someone would lose his ticket, Mamtin La'ar'er, we would wait until the evening. Now, Ve'im Atzu La'kedei Chasam, if we found equivalent to his token, and that is because we found that there was a certain amount of money, yet there was less tokens, so then nicely, then we would give him that amount of Nesachim that he was asking for because he said he lost his token. Vim Lav, if we didn't find any discrepancy, then Lo'hoi Nesachim, then we wouldn't give him, even though he claimed, because we see that it matches up the amount of money we got in with the amount of tokens we have, and we don't believe your claim that you had lost your ticket. Now, to safeguard, actually, the Mishnah tells us, V'shem ha'yim kosavalein, the name of the day was written on the ticket of Neharmon because of those who were deceivers, because he might find one of the seals that fell from someone else, or from Achaya, or from Yechanan, and now he's coming to take it. Therefore, we would make sure to write the name of the day, that no one should come the following day and say, here's a ticket, and get, even though he really didn't pay for it. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding the machlokes we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, if there were four seals, or five different types of seals, the Gemara asks, the Gersa changed from Ukeben Ula Ben Azai. And according to Ben Azai, Chayte Da Lama. Why does he say that there were five seals, not just four? Why does he say that there's going to be another one for the poor Mitzayra, its own seal, but not according to the Tamakama? And essentially what the Gemara's question is, he could have just brought the seal of Gedi, because that's going to be the same that he's going to bring. Why does the Mitzayra have to bring a separate one that has his own ticket if he's going to bring the Gedi? And that the Gemara says, because he may be lugoi imai. The reason is because he had to have a loig of shemen that the Mitzayra would use for his earlobe and for his thumbs. Now, the excess of those of that oil was actually given to the Kehanim, and it had all the status of kachi kachim. And therefore, this oil had to have what's called taras HaKadosh. That's why they had to give the Mitzayra his own seal, because although, yes, it had the same nesachim as a Gedi, and he could have gotten the ticket for the Gedi to get the oils of the Gedi with that same amount of libations, but he needed a fourth one of oil, which was not the same as the gedi, because he had to have that fourth one for the ear and the hand, which was then given over to the Kohen to eat. And that's why he was given his own separate ticket, because he had to have a certain amount of oil, which is not the same as gedayim, as the gedi itself. However, Barim, Kerabanan, the opinion of the Rabbanan who don't say like Benazin, they say there wasn't a separate one for the poor mitzayra, because maybe gedi, actually, he would bring the gedi ticket. And that is because the poor mitzayra, the poor lechayt eidal, as it's called, he would bring the ticket of the gedi, and what's with that leg of oil that he had to have for his thumbs, that he would bring from his house. It didn't actually come from the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why there's this machlokes regarding if there was a separate one for the chayt eidal, was there five or four, depending if it would come from the Beis HaMikdash, and he had to have his own ticket, because that's an extra amount of oil that was not the same as the gedi ticket. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, they said it was the same as the gedi, and the extra leg that he needed to have, he would bring from his home. Now the Gemara asks, Nischi Rachel, regarding the libations of a Rachel, which is an adult female sheep, a ewe. Now that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. That the Gersa changed from a ma from to bekama. Now, how much wine did one have to bring for the adult female sheep? Now the reason the question is that is there a discrepancy between a male adult sheep and an adult female sheep, and therefore she will not be the same as an isle? Or do we say that there's a difference between a rechela, an adult female sheep, and a kivsa, which is a minor, a young female sheep? Which one, because she's not mentioned, we could be comparing her to female sheeps, which would be the same as the keves, or we could compare her to adult sheeps, which would compare her to the male, which is going to be like the isle, which has a different amount. So is she like the isle, or is she like the keves, which are different? That was the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara says, "Mimad de Tanina." From this, that we learned in our Mishnah that says, "Gedi mishamish nischeitzayin." The gedi ticket that would work for all the nesachim of all the flock, gedolim, katanim, zcharim, and the kevis, whether they were older or younger flock, male or female. So hadi amri. So from the Mishnah, you could prove the nischei rochel can nischei gedi, that the libations of the adult female sheep was the same as the kid, and that's because from the fact that on the ticket was written the gedi, we learn that nesachim, for the carbon of any tzayin, any flock, which includes an adult female sheep, we said whether, even if they're a gedayla, and even if it's a nekeva, even if it's a female, which means to say that the kivsa and the rechela had the same amount of nesachim. Besides, the elim, the adult males, that they wouldn't take from the nesachim of the kevis, because they didn't have the same nesachim. That's because the nesachim of a kevis was only revius of a hin for the one isarin, whereas by the isle, that was two, and that's why that was different, but we know that the adult female sheep was the same as the minor female sheep. Now the Gemara continues, actually, dechsiv. Actually, we could prove from a pasuk what we just said, which the Gemara continues on the drashas and will come on the top of Tezvah Meralf. Pasuk says as follows, and Bamidbar Tezvah, kocha ye'asa l'shar echad, this is what you should do for the one bull, oy la'aylo echad, or for the one ram, or for the kid that's from the flock, or that's from the sheep, or from the goat. Now, the Gemara asks, why does it say in the Pasuk, for the one bull? What's the Pasuk coming to teach you? Because it already says in the Pasuk, v'hikrval ben habarka, we already spoke about the cattle. What are we coming to include over here by the shar? So Magid, so it comes to teach you, shlechilik be'nischi egel and nischi shar. The reason why the Pasuk said this term, l'shar echad, was to say that there's no difference between the nesachim of a calf, which is a young one, and the nischashur for the nesachim of a bull, which is an older one, to say that there's no difference between when they're younger or they're older. And the reason is why I needed a pasuk to tell you that is shayi bedin, because I would have thought to say from a kal v'chomer that ben hatzayin toin nesachim, by flock we find that it needs to have nesachim, uben habakar toin nesachim, and by cattle we need to have nesachim. Now, if we find that there is a difference, which there is, between the nesachim of a lamb, which are the young ones, and the nesachim of a ram, and that's because by a keves, by a lamb, is only one isarin, but by an isle, there's two isarin, and therefore there's a difference between the nesachim related to that. And we continue on top of Tazavim Amad Aleph. So, l'kach nachlik bin nischi egel, nischi shar. So, too, I would think that you should differentiate between the sachem of a calf, which is younger, and nischi shar, which is an adult. Tamaloyma, that's what the Pasuk teaches you. Kacha ya'asa l'shar echad. This is what you should do for the one ox, for the one bull, which is the adult cow, the magich lechilik bein nischei egel and nischei shor. This teaches us that we do not differentiate between the nisachim of a calf and the nisachim of a shor, which is either learned out from because the shor ha'echad says that they're one, that there's no difference between the younger or the older one, or because from the fact that it's calling it a shor, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that a shor ben yomer is called a shor, even when it's a minor, when it was just born, it's called a shor. As the pasuk says, shor echesav ha'ez ki yival, when it's born, it's already called a shor. So we see that a shor, which is generally the term of older, but we see that there's no difference between the younger and the older. Now the pasuk said, oy la'ay, off of the ram. Now lamanema, why does it say that? It already said, oy la'ay tasa mincha. Already spoke about that. So on that shahi b'din, again, I would have thought to say, that imitzanu shechilik ben nischei ben shana, le nischei ben shnasayim, that if we find that there's a difference between the nesachim of a one-year-old and the difference of a two-year-old, and that's because a one-year-old is what's called a kevis. A two-year-old is what's called the isle. And that, as we said before, there's a difference between their nesachim. Lekach nachli, that's why I would have thought that there's going to be a difference between nischei shnasayim, le nischei shalish, between the two-year-old and the three-year-old, that maybe the nesachim of the three-year-old should be more than that of the isle, which is the two-year-old, which is in its second year. Tamalayim, that's what the pasuk teaches in Bamidbar Tezvav that we had quoted before, Oy la'ayil ha'echad, or the one ram, which from the extra Oy la'ayil, which was not necessary, that teaches this halacha, or because the same idea, from the time when it's called an ayil, which is when it already is in its second year, then everything is the same, and therefore the two-year-old in its second year and in its third year are going to be the same amount of nesachim. Then it says Oy l'seh bakfasim, or the kid that's among the sheep. Now, lomanem, why does it say that? Because it already says in the pasuk regarding that also, it says, oy lezebach, the keves ha'echad. So, shahayibidin, because I would have thought to say, im etzanu shechilik bein nischei keves l'nischei ayil, just like we find there's a difference between the nesachim of a lamb and the nesachim of a ram, between its first year and its second year, by the male, l'kach nachlik bein nischei kisvas. I would have thought also there's a difference between the female, which is the female keves, when it's the younger, l'nischei rachel, to the nesachim of the ewe, which is in its second year. There should be the same difference between the lamb and the ram, and between the minor female sheep and the adult female. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk comes to teach. Oy l'seh bakfasim, or from the kid amongst the sheep, which that teaches us this halacha from this ribu that already said why they have to say it, to say, and this is exactly the halacha that we said before, we weren't sure what's the halacha with the rachel. So see from the pasuk that it's coming to say there is no difference between the minor female and the adult female, and therefore it gets the same like the kvasim, and it doesn't have the same as the greater amount of the isle. Now to continue, to complete this, the drasha, it says in the pasuk, oy be'izim, or by the goats. Now lomanema, why do I say that either? Because izim are included in the category of kvasim. I already spoke about kvasim, that of the sheep. So on that shahayib adin, because I would have thought to say, just like we find, which they're similar, they're both part of the category of the flock. There's sheep and there's goat. Now, if we find by their counterparts, by the sheep, that it's different between the lamb, which is in its first year, and the sachem of the ram, which is in the second year, so too will make the same difference by goats, between the sachem of the gedi, which is the young one in its first year, the kid, goat, the nischi tayish, the nesachim of the tayish, which is the older goat, which is in its second year, then also the nesachim there should be different. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk teaches you, oy be'izim, or by the goats, that hikish katan shebe'izim, legodol shebetayashim. That the pasuk is equating the youngest one, meaning in its first year, by the goats, to the older one. The mazeh b'shleshes lugin, just like this one, has three lugin, which are the revius, a hin that the Torah talks about, because a hin is 12 lug. So avzeh b'shleish lugin, so to hear also, it's going to have the three lugin. The only one that has the difference is the lamb and the ram, where it goes from the first year to the second year. That's where the nesachim change. All of them stay the same. Now again, that's why we brought this in, because to tell you that the rachel is going to be the same as the kivsa. Now our Mishnah told us that to prevent the deceivers, v'shem hayom kasev, it said the name of the day on it. So therefore, people couldn't come the next day. Now the Gemara asks, Hagaba Atzmucho, which literally means grab a hold of yourself. But it's going back on the Mishnah, it's asking, what does it help that it said the name of the day? But Shaziyah Goysayayim, he'll pair up that day. In other words, the Ramai, the deceiver, could wait 1 week and he'll come the next week on that same day of the week and he'll say, hey, look, this is Tuesday's symbol, it wasn't yesterday, and he's going to come. So that the Gemara answers, Shei Mishmah Hayakasalav. It said the name of that Mishmah, of that group of Kahanim, which the next week it's going to be a different Mishmah because there's all these 24 cycles, and he couldn't trick and deceive because it's only going to come a much later time. So the Gemara says, Hakabas, again grab a hold of yourself. Shaziyah Goysayim Mishmah. He'll wait, he'll pair it up till that Mishmar comes again, and that day of their week. So that the Gemara says, no, Shem Hayim, it's the name of the day. Shem Shabbos is the name of the week. Shem Chodesh is the name of the month. Hayikasav, and all these things were written on it, and that Philip writes a leg, even if he would want to pair it up, Eimatz Lazag, it won't be so easy to go ahead and pair it up, because to wait such a long time that it's going to happen exactly that they're going to come in that week and that month and that Mishmer, and therefore it's not so Shchiach, and therefore we're not so concerned, and as long as we do that, that will already prevent the deceivers from coming and tricking and taking, even though they didn't pay for these Nesachim.